It is time for tax relief for everyone. Over the last 7 years, more than 70 taxes and fees have been raised. Spending has increased by over $9.5 billion, and that's all coming out of the pockets of Maryland citizens. So we know it's really time to give tax relief to everyone.
Knowing the leadership, the current leadership in Annapolis, knowing the current environment in Annapolis, what's the likelihood that this could get passed?
Well, this is our number one proposal from our House caucus, House Minority Caucus, and we know it's an uphill battle, but we also know that the Democrats in Annapolis are getting a lot of pressure from their constituents at home. Everyone is weary of the tax increases across the board. This is not a partisan issue. This cuts on both ways, Republicans, Democrats, and I think everyone in Maryland is ready to see some tax relief.
The fact that you're here and David Craig's here, you're endorsing his idea.
Well, it sounds great. I think our idea is a great place to start and this year and bring it in. And absolutely, states across our country are cutting taxes.
You get a sense that your bill will get out of committee.
Well, I think it's a great conversation to start, and I would hope it would get out of committee because it's common sense. It's not a partisan issue. I will point out that our number two issue, which is recoupling this estate tax, or what we like to call Keep Grandma in Maryland, that measure has actually been co-opted.
The Speaker and the Senate President.
Yes, there is a bill coming out of the House that has zero Republicans on it. That is our bill we've put in for the last 10 years, so it just proves that great ideas do get out of the legislature. It takes some time, oftentimes, to get them passed. And ultimately, I think Ronald Reagan said, it's amazing what you can get accomplished if you don't care who gets the credit.